Section 2, The Six Events. Chapter 4, The First Event, The First Vision. Who is God, and who am I? I believe that when Joseph Smith knelt to pray in a grove of trees in the spring of 1820, he was the voice of the entire world. Consider this reasoning. For centuries, mankind had been striving to emerge from the Dark Ages. Their search for knowledge and self-awareness had led to the Renaissance, the Protestant Reformation, the establishment of a free nation in America, and the period known as the Enlightenment. Through prayer and Bible study, many sought for a greater understanding of God and His purposes. Nevertheless, in the early 1800s, most of the world believed deeply in a worm theology, which defined man as a depraved creature, lower than the dust, whose highest purpose was to give praises to the Creator in this life and the next. In other words, people did not understand who they were. They had no concept of the eternal family, their true identity as literal children of God, their potential to become like our Heavenly Father, or the pathway that could unleash that potential. In a real sense, the whole world was in darkness. As President Gordon B. Hinckley has said, "Ignorance and evil envelop the world, resulting in what is known as the Dark Ages." Isaiah had predicted, "Darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people." For centuries, disease was rampant and poverty reigned. The Black Death killed some 50 million people during the 14th century. Was not this a season of terrible peril? I wonder how humanity survived. But somehow, in that long season of darkness, a candle was lighted. The Age of Renaissance brought with it a flowering of learning, art, and science. There came a movement of bold and courageous men and women who looked heavenward in acknowledgement of God and His divine Son. We speak of it as the Reformation. And then, after many generations had walked the earth, so many of them in conflict, hatred, darkness, and evil, there arrived the great new day of the Restoration. This glorious gospel was ushered in with the appearance of the Father and the Son to the boy Joseph. The dawn of the dispensation of the fullness of times rose upon the earth. All of the good, the beautiful, the divine of all previous dispensations was restored in this most remarkable season. That's the end of the quote by President Hinckley. When Joseph Smith entered the grove, he was unaware of his future role in the great Latter-day Restoration. He merely wanted to resolve his confusion about which church to join. He believed and followed the counsel he had read in the New Testament. "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him."